you know, we got one more opportunity left. And a lot of good stuff to build off this game. So we'll go back, watch the tape like we always do, stick to our process, and have a great week of practice.
Bobby, when you guys get that defensive stand to get the opportunity for the go-ahead field goal, the momentum at that point, how did the guys make you feel inside?
It was electric. You know, we had great confidence in our offense at that point in time. They were playing really well. Like you said, we'd come off, just got that big stop. Isaiah got the sack. So it was fun. It was a fun competitive game. Like I said earlier, kudos to the Rams, Coach McVay, Matthew Stafford. I thought they played a great game. They played a high level, so it was a fun competitive game.
We were told coming in that they were as hot offensively over the last month as a team could be, but yet you guys were able to slug punches with them and stay with them. What does that say about what you guys were doing?
You know, we're a tough, resilient team. You know, Matthew Stafford, I think he's playing as well as any quarterback in the league right now. That offense is humming, and it was fun. You know, he's going through all his reads. He's making all his checks. You know, I feel like you're really playing a chess game out there. So I thought we, you know, did a good job making them go the long, hard way. I think we were the only team. I mean, they've scored every opening drive. So to go down, I mean, it was probably like 10, 12 plays. But, you know, to withstand that and have no score, that was big. So we just knew we had to stick to our game plan. They were going to hit their check downs. We didn't want to give up too many explosive plays, but that's a good offense. And, you know, they executed better than we did.
What was the key to getting pressure on them? I think you had 4 sacks total. And quite frankly, you didn't have Banks in the lineup today, and McLeod held up nicely.
Yeah, I mean, shout out to Wink. You know, just being creative. You know, Xavier in the secondary is back there disguising, but we sent a lot of pressure at them, and, you know, it kept them off the rhythm.
And finally, a heartbreaking loss like this, you've had a few of them this year. How difficult is it to get over those kinds of defeats?
I mean, you go back, look at the tape, and you just focus on the positives, you know, what you did well, and then what you can learn from, where you can get better and grow. But the key is to stay encouraged. Don't let anything get you discouraged. You know, keep that positive spirit and stay encouraged.